Hi dear students, how are you doing today? In my today's podcast, I will talk about and I'll give you an example which will help you understand and get the perspective about legacy, about how to leave a mark in life and how to, you know, do lead a meaningful life. I'll give you an example. And this is an example of a man that, you know, I had a brief encounter with maybe a few years back. And a few days back, unfortunately, I read in the social media about demise of this man. So this is a man who's Dr. J.N. Pandey. He's an ex-head of department at AIIMS and a very famous pulmonologist in India, in Delhi and in the entire country. So, you know, he died recently, and his news of his death was all over the social media, and all his previous students and the, you know, all the patients, and you saw a lot of people writing about him. So I thought, you know, I'll pay my tribute to this great man by telling about my own brief encounter with him. Now, a few years back, I developed fever. And this was like 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day. Then it was like, it was not going off. And there were no other symptoms. Maybe a slight cough here and there. But, you know, there's no other symptoms, just fever. And I had to cancel a class, which I usually don't like doing. I had to cancel my flight tickets and my class. And 7 days, 8 days. And I was, you know, talking to Dr. Arvind, you know, the DAMS medicine faculty all the time, and he was telling, let's just get this done. So we were getting tests done to rule out the cause of the PUO, and days were passing, the tests were coming negative, and, you know, and I think around 8th or 9th day of fever, we panicked, and I asked Arvind what to do, and, you know, Dr. Arvind at that time was working in a hospital where Dr. J.N. Pandey was working. So he gave a suggestion that, why don't you show to Dr. Pandey? And I went to Dr. Pandey. I talked to him. He examined me. He has auscultated me. Then, you know, he said, in the end, he said it's nothing but some respiratory infection, and he gave an antibiotic and he wrote it on the paper. But what I remember vividly today is that after writing it, he said, okay, come and show me after 4 days. And then he took his pen and he crossed it. He said, no, you know, he said, doctor, you won't need to come back again. He said, you won't need to come back again. This is it. And that was the confidence that this man had. And it was so reassuring to me as a patient. And at that day, I was a patient, actually. It was so reassuring to me. And truthfully speaking, I never had to follow back with him, because when I started taking the drugs that he had advised, you know, I got better this very second day. And I think 4 days later, I had a flight to, you know, go on to a class, and the fever never came back. And I actually did not go to him to show to him back, because, you know, he himself was so confident that I would not need a follow-up. And actually, I never needed a follow-up. And I think these are the people who live such a meaningful life, such a grand life, where in their journey of life, they touch so many lives. And I'm sure when I read on social media, I read, you know, students paying tributes, you know, his ex-postgraduate, his residents, you know, during his tenure in AIIMS, and his colleagues who were working with him in the hospital paying tributes, patients paying tributes. So, you know, his life tells you about the ability of a doctor to touch lives. His life tells you about the ability, if you develop that kind of expertise as a doctor, what, you know, impact you can have on people and, you know, their families and so on and so forth. You know, and When we went to Sir, you know, Deepthi was with me, and she was so relieved when Sir said that you won't need a follow-up and it's all right. And I believe that, you know, he's a remarkable man. You know, I met him only once, but, you know, he left a mark on my life. And I thought, you know, I thought it's my duty to, you know, share the story with others, because I feel there's something remarkable about these people. And recently, you know, I feel that a lot of young students or doctors, somehow we forgot, you know, the kind of role models that you should look up to. Now, the possibility that you have as a doctor to touch lives is immense. And it is immaterial, you know, the amount of money that you earn, or because, you know, it would not matter in the long run. What matters is how meaningfully you touch others' life, and that is where you can call yourself successful. You know, I've talked to many of my batchmates and seniors and juniors, and I feel that the doctors who are most satisfied with their lives are people who are meaningfully touching lives, people who are making an impact. And it's actually immaterial, that, you know, amount of money that you make. But then, if you look back at it, that there are two components to being a great doctor. One is core competence. And I think in today's world, a lot of people have, you know, forgotten about the core competence or the knowledge and the ability. We forgot. So, you know, a lot of times I see some, you know, young doctor coming to me and say, "Sir, I speak well. I know computers." And I tell them that these are ancillary things. These are not the main thing. The main thing is your clinical skills, your core competence, how good a doctor you are. And to become a good doctor, there are components: the component of studying, the component of, you know, going to the wards, component of understanding, component of the classroom, discussing with the teachers. All those things would, you know, work towards building a great doctor. And you have to remember that, you know, you don't become a great doctor if you don't love medicine. So I think that love for medicine, I was talking to Dr. Arvind, you know, and he talks about Dr. Jayan Pandey in a great way. And I've talked to so many people. Dr. Achin, he talks about Dr. Pandey in a great way. So I feel, you know, to leave the kind of mark that he has left, you need to love what you're doing. You need to love your profession. You need to, you know, bring value into every interaction that you're doing. You bring to, you know, if you're teaching, you're bringing value as a teacher. If you are treating, you're bringing value as a doctor, because, you know, you have that competence. You've acquired that competence of after years of hard work. And you're happy to share your competence. You're happy to share your competence as to patients, to students, to residents. And, you know, you create a more meaningful, a very full life. And I feel that is the key. That is the key to, you know, call somebody successful. Why? How would you define success in life? You know, today, you know, a lot of children tend to, you know, associate success with material success. You know, what I would say is you should always associate success with the number of lives that you touch as a human being. Not everybody gets this, you know, opportunity in life to touch others' life in a more meaningful manner and leave a story behind. You know, the key here is that you leave a memory behind into other person's heart and mind, and you continue to live in those hearts and minds even after you're gone. That's legacy. And I think it is always important to seek legacy as your driving tool in life. Don't seek money. Don't seek anything else. The key here is legacy. And I always believe that, you know, to me, if I, you know, introspect right now and I keep thinking about it all the time, the most, you know, most satisfying moments for me in life have been when, you know, I meet my previous students, and some of them are now, you know, some consultants, or, you know, I met somebody, a student of mine who's now an interventional radiologist. He was a co-speaker in one of the conferences where I was speaking about something, he was speaking of something else. And he came up to me and said, "Sir, I've been your student once upon a time." That is massive, actually. That gives you the feeling that nothing else does. You know, I'm trying my best to make sure that, you know, that inspires you to do meaningful work. More meaningful work you do, more you have these incidences which are timeless. These moments are timeless, you know, because it would stay with me, because it's one of the moments of my life. I'm so happy when I meet people like this. And, you know, often I meet resident doctors who come to me and say, sir, I've been your student. Sometimes a professor coming to me and saying, now I've been your student 20 years back. And so this kind of things kind of, you know, stay with you. And so I believe that, you know, as a youngster, I want you to know today that seek legacy. You know, you seek, you know, that you want to be the best possible in your skill, acquire these skills, acquire clinical knowledge, acquire knowledge, skills, put them together, love medicine, create impact, touch human lives meaningfully, create stories, and, you know, you will leave a mark on the, you know, people that you come in contact with. And I keep telling this in my classes as well, that, you know, not everybody you meet, you know, we will not remember everybody that we meet. And I keep telling in my class that, you know, the key is that if you are able to remember me 10 years later when you don't need me at that time, I would consider that as success. And I believe that it is possible to create that kind of mark if you really, really love what you're doing, if you're very good at what you're doing, if you want to be the best possible person, if you want to help others, you know. So the kind of circle goes on in, you know, making a great doctor. And I'm, you know, I would like to pay my tribute to this great man today. And if possible, you know, if you Google about him, you know, you can actually have some inspiration from his life. I wish you all the best.